Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
Today on Carrie's Couch, it is a story that you really wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. An 11-year-old girl named Kyra Ramden. She's from Phoenix. She's looking for a donor match for a blood cell stem transplant after she was diagnosed with leukemia just 6 months ago. And I've got Michelle with me today, who is Kyra's mom. Michelle, welcome to Carrie's Couch.
Thank you for having me, Carrie.
I want to say I'm sorry that I've got you on the couch today. It's not great circumstances. And before we even carry on, just how are you feeling?
It's been a long road these past 6 months, a lot of mixed emotions, but through it all, we have to continue, keep the brave face, keep the faith, and just praying that we find a donor for Kyra and know that all will be well.
So Michelle, let's just go back to last year. Kyra, she was fine, correct?
Yes, 100%. She was perfectly fine. Her daily routine and habits started to change maybe early September. At first, I thought maybe COVID, you know, this whole lockdown situation and school. So when I sat and spoke to her and she says, Mom, you know, maybe I'm getting depressed. I don't know. We didn't know that it was some illness, but we didn't realize that leukemia crept up on her. So what happened was we started their third term assessments. On the second week when they were finishing off their papers, that was at the end of September, you could see that she wasn't coping. She wasn't managing. The day before I took her to the doctor, she complained of chest pains, finding it hard to breathe, very tired, very moody. She looked pale as anything, lost so much of weight. And I said, you know, I need to take it with the doctor. Yeah, so we took her to him, Dr. Pillay, at Greenbury Medical Center, and he was phenomenal. He ran a host of blood tests and stuff, and then Sunday morning he called us and asked us to come in to have a chat with him, and then he broke the news to us that she's got leukemia. And I promise you, my world crumbled. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. You know, it was really bad.
Did you know anything about leukemia besides just hearing the word before you heard that your own daughter has it?
No, the only thing I knew, honestly, was it's just a blood disorder. That's all I knew. And, you know, after finding out about Kyra, it really, really made me feel horrible because, you know, you take things for granted in life, that you're well, your kids are well, and you don't realize what's going on with other people until it happens to you. And that is the sad truth. Yeah.
But as a mom, did you take any of it personally? Like, did you all of a sudden think, what have I done? How could I have stopped this? Or were you able to, you know, see it for what it was?
Oh, definitely I did. And, you know, she's got phenomenal doctors. When the doctor met me, the first thing she said to me is, Mom, do not blame yourself. This is what all parents do. You cannot blame yourself. Because I cried and I said to her, I'm with my kids all the time. How could this happen to me? That was a question that I asked.
Yeah. As a mom, I'm sure you asked the question, what can we do? How do we fix this? What does
Kyra, at any given time, maybe her blood levels will drop or her platelet levels will drop and she would need that transfusion, right? So that's like almost immediate, they need it.
And Michelle, can that be anyone? So does it have to match Kyra's blood type, or is it when it comes to platelets, anyone's platelets can do?
Well, I know that for bloods, it has to be a particular blood type. It has to be Kyra's blood type. It's
A positive.
And from O positive.
And from O positive. Brilliant. Okay.
Yes. So when it comes to platelets, they haven't told me anything has to be specific. I know whatever comes in, it's used. So I stand corrected on that one regarding platelets.